Okay, so over here, the pasuk in pasuk Yud Beis begins with "Kisachalo la'aser is called ma'aser tefuascha." When you will sechalo means to finish, to finish. So it's interesting. The Torah over here brings two pashis. Starts with Bikurim, which is me'reishis kol pri adama. It's the start, and this pash that we're about to learn, which is vidui ma'aser, is the Gemar, it's the end. It sounds like there's a certain, to some extent, there's a cycle over here. You're starting with Bikurim, which is the first, and the Bikurim is the first matana of all the matanas. When it starts to grow, that's when you're already tying the string around it to bring it as Bikurim. And Vidui Maisa is at the end of the third, sixth year, which is the Sechala. So some connection between the two over here. And the Chassam Sofer sort of brings in 2-3 shtiklach that I saw, how the Yisoy that we said earlier, that the smichos between the Pasha of Bikurim and the Pasha of Amalek are connected, that the Pasha of Bikurim is coming la'afuke from the Machshava of Amalek, which is to remove the giloy of Hashem Yisbarach in this world. Pasha Bikurim come and say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in this world. So to Vidui Maisa. But they're both addressing two different points of what the Machshava would think. So I'm going to speak it out, and then Be'ez Hashem, over the next day or two, we'll see it in the Pesukim itself. So there are two thoughts that could come to a person. Thought number one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the Bria up with a teva. There's a natural nature to the Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of, he put it on a timer, a machine, and that's it. He left the world because he's too chashuv for this world. So he lets the world run on its own. And that's how it goes. Trees grow, fruit grow, everything grows on its own. Basically, a fruit on tree grows on its own. Now you plant the tree grows, and then the fruit grows. Not that much you do afterwards. So one can have that machshava. But that the mitzvah Bikurim is coming to say, no, I bring that fruit to the Beis Hamikdash, that first fruit, which to the owner of that fruit is very special. Right? To you it may not be so special, like Rav Moshe points out. Rav Moshe says, the chashivas of that first fruit is to the owner. Actually, when you go to the store in the beginning of the season, those peaches don't taste them. They cost a lot of money, but they're still not juicy and tasting the best. But to the owner, this is very hush, right? That's that first dollar that he hangs up on the wall. He won't give that away because he worked hard for that. That was the start. So he's able to take that and say, this, that the fruit grew, is from Hashem and belongs to Hashem. Kili kol aretz, the land belongs to Hashem. That's Lafuke, this machshava of the ten. But then there's the second machshava that a person can have, which is that Hashem gave certain things, Teva is the Rabban Shem, but He gave certain things to Bnei Adam to have a shlita over it. And one of those things is planting in the field and keeping the field going. And you go to the field. If you're not going to take care of the field every day, make sure it's watered and nurtured the proper way, it's going to die. It's not going to grow. Nothing's going to grow. Nothing's going to grow on its own. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of gave the shlita to the person over these things. That's more things that grow from the ground. That's maestris. Maestris comes from Dagon, Tirish, V'yitza, things that Dagon is grains. And according to some sheets, Rishayim, Midaraisa, it's on all produce that grows from the ground. Other sheets, so that's Drabanim, but it's produce that grows from the ground. So on that, we're showing the Rabban Shlom when we say Vidui Maisa, that we took off the Maisris, which is a Giloy, that what grows in the ground, that Slacha, is only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to be Matzliach, which is Yisoid. Again, these Yisoids we can take out not just from the farmer or the person in the field, but to everything we do. Everything we do we whatever we may do that we're matzliach, the doctor was matzliach, the partner that we have in business that we're matzliach, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be matzliach. It's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be matzliach. That's the side of these two mitzvahs, lafuke the machsheves amalek. Now, in the Mishnayos, we find that it refers to these psukim as vidui maisa. You have the Mishnah Masechet Bikurim, Mishnah in Masechet Maisa Sheni, Gemara Megillah, Gemara Saita. They always call these psukim vidui maisa. And the obvious question everyone asks, including the Tosfos Yontif, the Sephorno, everyone asks, vidui is confession. I did a chet, and now I have to confess for the chet that I did. I did an avera. Part of doing tshuva is vidui, speaking out the avera and regretting that you did the avera. Over here, if we take a look, we'll see in the pasuk as we read the psukim, it says over here, "Vamata lifnei Hashem akecha." Again, it's lifnei Hashem akecha on pasuk Yud Gimel. You're going to speak in front of Hashem akecha and say, "Bi'arti haKodesh min habayis." I got rid of the Kodesh from the bayis, which is referring to Ma'aseh Sheni, Neter Vay. I got rid of. "V'gam nesativ laLevi." I gave to the Levi what belongs to the Levi, which is Ma'aseh Rishon, Truma, Bikurim, to Sheva Levi. La ger la yasim la mana, which is maisa ani. Va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveu, and I ate them in the proper places. Va'amarta l'fnei Hashem kecha. I'm sorry, we're not going on. Gam nisata l'leiv la ger la yasim la mana. Chol mitzvascha shetzivi sani. I did it exactly the way you mitzvah me. Right? Rashi says, chol mitzvascha nachtim nisatim kisidram. Does it say that var? I gave everything kafi the seder. It was not mishana the seder. Loi avarti mi mitzvasecha. I was not over on any one of your mitzvahs. Benegeda matonais. Veloi shachachti. And I didn't even forget to make a bracha on that fresh's maestris. Loi achalti boini. Loi yati men vatame. And then we end off here. Right? If someone did not do it properly, they cannot say vidui maisa. Certain things are ma'akev, truma may not be ma'akev, maisa is ma'akev in saying vidui maisa. But the only way to say vidui maisa is if you did everything properly. So where's the vidui over here? Where's the vidui over here? So if Maisha said it's brought down Drash Maisha. Maisha said he said over here. Said vidui, the lashon vidui is I'm declaring. I declare. Shamartis, I watched over all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Asisi kechosh atibisani. I did everything properly. Says of Maisha, that's the biggest vidui that one could say. To be makir that you did something, you need to examine yourself, right? How could I get up and declare I did everything properly? First, I needed to examine myself, all my actions, and be able to say, I did it. This is the biggest vidui, that I examined myself. That's what Moshe says. And therefore, Yishtel Su, that the Kohen Gadol, by Yom Kippur, who are we talking about? Aaron HaKohen, Elazar, Yisama, Shimon HaTzadik, Tzadikim, Gedoy LeOlam. And what did they say? Chatasi, Avisi, Ubeisi, and myself, my family. Who are we talking about over there? How's that vidui? The Chari is a liar. To say Chatasi, Avisi, Bishati, he's a liar. He did Avera, he didn't do Avera. He knows he didn't do Avera. Teretz is, says Rav Maisha, the vidui is not because I did Avera. Vidui is declaring that I'm examining myself. So sometimes examining yourself is to realize the things that you did not do properly, they need to do better. Sometimes examining myself is that I did something wrong, which I need to get kapara for. And sometimes examining myself is to say that I did everything properly. But in order to say it, I need to examine myself. And when I say chatasi avisi peshati, what I'm saying is, even though he's a kohen gadol, he's saying that I examine myself to see if I have any chatoim, if I have any averis within myself. And this is very negated to every one of us, because at the end of the day, I think everyone could say, I never did aver b'mezid. Mezid? Mezid means chatasi b'mezid? I got up and I said, I know it's Shabbos, I'm dafki gonna be Mechal Shabbos. I know this is Nevela, I'm gonna eat Nevela. Probably, I mean, hopefully, at least in the last year, we didn't do it, right? Amazing. So what do we say? Chatasi, avisi, pshati, maybe b'shoge, maybe ba'oinis we did it. But what we're saying is that what we're saying is, and this is what Moshe was bringing out, was that I'm examining myself to see why I might have came to a shaykh, why I might have came to a oinus. If my attitude towards averus would be such a high level of that it's not shaykh to me, then, and the mazid is so off, right? The mazid is just so off the mark for me to do, then I wouldn't have came to. So it's more the attitude. Vido is the attitude. Is the attitude. And that's why it's so important to say the first part is the most important. The Shavnu, Begano, Gizano. We're not even talking about the Averis. The specific Averis is not what we're focusing on. The Emes. We go through it. But the real focus, Me'ikra Adin, is the Shavnu. Our attitude towards Avedis Hashem. We might have been Osham. We might have been Bogad. Because we had feelings of begida, of ashama that led us to perhaps a shaygeg or maybe a oynis, but we have to build up. That's the yisoid over here. A vidu is examining ourselves and verbalizing where we're holding, what we did, what we could do better. And that's vidu. And that's why it's vidu maestris. Now. Like I said, we'll go through the psukim to see different nikudas over here. But it's interesting, even though we're attaching nikudim to ma'isa, to vidur ma'isa, but bisman is there. Unfortunately, we don't have the kudim. We don't have a beis mikdash. We don't have a mizbeach. Vidur ma'isa, the R sheet is the whole that we do have vidur ma'isa bisman is there. And even though it says over there also the Fnei Hashem Alekecha. Fnei Hashem Alekecha. Okay. So that's the I just wanted to mention one point before we end. That in the Masechta the Ma'aseh Sheni, all these Rashi's that I just spoke out of the Rule of Psukim is really Mishnayos in Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud through Yud Gimel. And where the Mishnayos are being dashed in the Psukim. But the Mishnayos start off, Ketan Ma'aseh Vidu. How do you do it? And that goes through all the drashas. Does that mean that when the person is doing Vidu Ma'aseh, he has to speak out the psukim with the Rashi's, with the Mishnayis? So the Pirush Mishnayi says that you don't need to. So it's clearly not. And the Rambam is also mashmeh, you don't have to. But the Rambam says something very interesting. At the end of the Rambam, after he brings down the psukim, he says, Zu bakasha sheyitein tam beperis. This is a bakasha. Vidui maise is a bakasha. By Bikurim, we find in many different chazal. By Bikurim, it says that if someone does the mitzvah Bikurim by taking off that first fruit and giving it to the Kayin, the rest of the fruit will be praiseworthy, will be Shevach, It'll be good tasting and good. By the mitzvah vidui maisa, it's for the tamperis, similar to the vikuri. It's also. So we're gonna see how this fits. The Rambam is bringing down in the psukim. He's continuing off the psukim. Zu bakasha. So we're gonna see in Mitzvah Shema as we go through the psukim where the Rambam saw this in the psukim. By Bikurim, I know because Paz says by Yitin Lanu, Zavus Chaludvash, the whole those psukim up there. But where do you see by Vidur Maisa? Have a wonderful day.